Schweitzer, Los Angeles riots coming soon to a town near you. By Breitbart News on June 11, 2025. As the riots raged this week in Los Angeles, four things became clear: LA's leaders are feckless. Foreign money is behind the rioters, protesters are expressing a soup of different grievances, and all this may happen elsewhere. As with the BLM riots in 2020, the LA disturbances are not spontaneous or chaotic. They have been planned, supported, and even staffed by activist organizations whose goals have nothing to do with immigration law or the plight of day laborers lingering in Home Depot parking lots. On the most recent episode of The Drill Down, co-hosts Peter Schweitzer and Eric Eggers break down these connections and follow the money to Mexican cartels, China, taxpayer-funded NGOs, and even teachers and service employee unions. The first incident in Los Angeles that led to the protest came when Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, served criminal warrants on a money laundering operation in LA's Fashion District. That operation, as Tom Homan told MSNBC in a clip in the show, launders millions of dollars in drug money every year for the Mexican cartels. Some of the people rounded up included Eswin Uriel Castro, a previously deported illegal alien who was convicted of molesting a child and being armed with a deadly weapon. He's also been charged with robbery and domestic violence, notes Peter Schweitzer. So, it's not as it was presented by the media. This was not day laborers at Home Depot. This was actually a strike against organized crime, potential cartel activity, money laundering, and really bad dudes, Schweitzer added. The Mexican government chimed in with concerns over a provision in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill that would add an additional 3.5% tax on remittances sent by Mexicans in the U.S. back to Mexico. Those remittances are valued at $64.7 billion a year, amounting to between 3-5% of Mexico's total GDP. New left-wing President Claudia Sheinbaum called to mobilize to defeat the tax proposal. Then there is a shadowy tech billionaire named Neville Roy Singham, an American who relocated to communist China and now lives in Shanghai. Singham provides massive financial support to the Party for Socialism and Liberation, a literal communist political party that is pro-Beijing, which printed the signs carried by demonstrators. As described by Schweitzer in his number one best-selling book, Blood Money, Singham has been actively coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party for many years now. Another group active during the protests is something called Union del Barrio. Schweitzer and Eggers play a clip from one of their spokesmen saying that the socialism of the Soviet Union in its first 4 years is what they support. This group also believes the entire American Southwest still belongs to Mexico. Eggers quips, maybe their slogan should be "From the Valley to the Ten, LA will be theirs again." Another pivotal nonprofit group is called the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, CHURLA, which received $34 million in 2023, mostly from the state of California, up from $12 million it received in 2022. The group even received $450,000 in grants from the Federal Department of Homeland Security during the Biden administration for citizenship education and training. Teachers' unions, the Service Employees Union, and others are also active in stoking the protests. A local SEIU union president was arrested for committing property damage during the riots. Schweitzer asks, where is all this going next? Efforts like this have a way of metastasizing to other cities, as occurred during the George Floyd riots that began in Minneapolis but popped up in many other cities after protesters were bussed in over state lines. Disturbances have already occurred in San Francisco and Austin. And a group called No Kings is working with teachers' unions and others to plan disturbances on June 14, which is the day of a parade commemorating the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. For more from Peter Schweitzer, subscribe to the Drill Down podcast.